I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. It's me, Francis, just giving a bit of an intro to the episode today because it's a bit different. We're doing a rebroadcast. Jamie has been kept away because he is in fact learning two dances at the moment. I don't know if you are aware, but he is currently participating in Strictly Come Dancing. And he's now made it to the semis, which means that he has to do two dances. You know, let's hope he doesn't mix them up. But we thought, in light of him being on Strictly Come Dancing, we would rebroadcast a cracking episode that we recorded last year with Giovanni Pernici. It's a great episode. We talk about all sorts of things. Giovanni's native Italy, where he first learned to dance, his journey through competitive ballroom dancing in Italy, teaching ballroom dancing just to put food on the table, and eventually getting his big break to come and dance as a professional dancer on Strictly Come Dancing. So a real great episode here, talking about all sorts of great things. I won't keep you any longer. Please sit back and enjoy this fantastic episode of Private Parts featuring Strictly Come Dancing's Giovanni Pernici.
How does the theme music go?
For Private Parts?
No.
We can just play it.
For what's our guest theme tune?
Giovanni.
It goes.
I don't know the theme tune.
Yeah, you do. What is the theme for Strictly Come Dancing? How does it go? Introducing
Giovanni.
Surname, go on.
Giovanni Pernici.
Giovanni Pernici.
Is it Pernici?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast today. We're very excited because we have a friend of ours, Giovanni Pernici, on the podcast. He's one of the professional dancers.
He's on the biggest show on TV.
He's on the biggest show on TV, and he's on our podcast today.
Yeah.
Out of town, Francis.
The one that you got kicked off of.
Yeah, I got kicked off for because I injured my foot.
Being too touchy-feely.
I didn't get kicked off for being too...
I thought that was why... The real reason why was you being too touchy-feely with your partner.
I didn't get kicked off because I was too touchy-feely. I got kicked off because I injured my foot.
Oh, that was the...
I wasn't even kicked
that's
off.
That's the official story.
It wasn't kicked off. It was a mutual decision because I injured my foot and I couldn't dance anymore. So, and it's a great opportunity
and
to
the
have.
Guy who took your place went on to win.
Yeah, he went on to win. So exactly. So it was a good decision. But we have Giovanni on the podcast today. We're very excited to have him. We talk about lots of different things, including hippopotamus. hippopotamuses and Sicily and the fact that he goes on tour and loads of different
things. And I have a dancing themed question of the week.
And you have a dancing themed question of the week. So ladies and gentlemen, no further ado. Actually, also, we got to, before we do that, we've got to mention subscribing.
Oh, yeah. Do subscribe, because that's how we know that you like the podcast.
Yeah, but also that they just listen to it, right?
If you don't, then we're just no, but if you subscribe, then you get exclusive stuff.
Yeah, so have a little subscribe to the podcast. It really means the absolute world. Follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast. Message us. Leave us a little comment, because it helps other people find us where we are. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy. Why don't you intro it, Francis?
Share the podcast wherever there's a wall.
Share it. Share it on the wall.
Wherever there's a feed.
Share it.
Input it into the feed.
Intro our guest today, Francis.
Let me introduce to you a man who needs no introduction. Giovanni Paniche.
Enjoy.
From Strictly Come Dancing.
Enjoy. What, are you nervous? Is that what it is?
So nervous.
You try and play it all cool, but I know how nervous you actually are.
I'm freezing, that's what I am.
You're freezing?
Phasing?
Freezing.
What's phasing?
Freezing.
He's freezing.
Is it just me or it's cold? No?
It's colder than Italy.
Much colder than Italy, that's for sure.
I don't believe that you're cold because you're from Italy. You just don't have blood circulation.
He doesn't have blood circulation.
Well,
he's accusing him of being dead.
Yeah, exactly. What does that mean? Of course I have blood circulation.
No, you have...
You're a vampire.
No, you basically have blood circulating, but everyone always says, oh, I'm from like Italy, so therefore I'm used to the heat. You're not used to the heat.
Yes, I am, because I'm from Sicily.
Yeah.
Sicily, when it's very cold, it's like 20 degrees, 15 degrees.
Yeah, but that's not... You're just weak. You're just
weak. 15 degrees is summer here.
But it's true, like I am much more comfortable in hot climates because my flat family for the past 300 years have been in hot climates.
There you go.
I call bullshit right now.
He doesn't know.
I do. No, know. I hate the cold, and my family are from Scotland. I really like the wet and cold. I just don't.
No, but you probably
Yeah,
you're just Scottish.
What do you mean? I'm just Scottish.
You're just Scottish, so
nah, I'm not.
Which is you're a always good complaining.
Thing. It's a very good thing.
I'm not. Listen to you. You're just one of these people who complain, and you're just weak.
Me,
yeah,
me,
just, yeah,
you me complain.
You always complain.
Wow.
Do you think, okay. Jamie? To be honest, like, do you think he's weaker than you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, no chance. Yeah. Oh, but you want to start?
Yeah, I want to start.
Okay.
What, like a fight? What are we starting? What do you mean? Yeah, I want to start.
He complains about everything.
What?
Yeah, the food. When we went out working, you complain about the food. The food wasn't good.
He's such a diva, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. He's a diva about everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he gets so untidy. Like, we had to get on the plane, and they just opened the gate. It was like, oh, my God, this is us. So we have to get the train. We have to get the plane. I was like, chill out. You know?
Wait, where were you flying to?
We flew to South Africa. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. In the studio today, Giovanni Paniche.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Gio, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
Mate, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, listen, so Gio and I have been hanging out a fair bit recently.
Oh, yeah?
This is our trip to South Africa we had.
This is a sort of romantic getaway.
Yeah, romantic getaway before Valentine's
Day. We were fucking on our trip to South Africa.
Really?
No. Yeah. I can't even imagine. It makes me feel sick.
I love the fact.
I don't like blondes.
Yeah, and he's blonder than when he left.
I know, right?
I love the fact that you have to say no.
Make sure. No. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
No.
But we were in South Africa and we were shooting this TV show out there, which was really quite fun. And Gio came out. He came out a little bit later. And we had a very, very funny time together. But then when we got on the funniest thing that Gio did was on the flight on the way back. We got on this flight on the way back. And I don't really particularly like flying that much, as you know, Francis. Anyway, we got on the flight and Gio was very upset that he wasn't sitting in first class. He wanted to sit.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
I was a bit annoyed.
Oh.
I don't mind business class, but it was like we're in premium economy.
Oh God!
And his seat didn't work, so his seat was like we want to push back. But unfortunately, it didn't work. So I was so happy about this.
My seat didn't
work. And he spent all flight like this.
My seat, it wasn't just the fact it didn't go back. It was more reclined forward.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's been all flight like this. 11 hours on the flight. Gio, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Might as well just be standing.
Gio was so happy at the fact that I was sitting next to him. My seat wasn't working.
I was like, look at me. Look, I can go back. I can go forward. Look at you.
And then the best thing about it was quite an old plane. And Gio, got, what was the lady's name that you, what was the air hostess's name?
Oh.
Alice?
Alice.
Was it Alice?
Who the fuck is Alice?
Yeah, it was Alice. Alice was the air hostess. So Gio, full flight. There's no seats anywhere. Kept going, Alice, calling this poor air hostess over to him. And he went, I don't like this seat. I don't like, put me up there. And she went, I'm so sorry, sir. There are no seats. He went, well, move someone.
Somebody stand up. I can go there.
I'll sit up there.
I tried to smash the screen like this, you know, if I complain that the screen doesn't work, then I have to change me.
Yeah.
And I was like, can put you back, actually, in the economy class instead of the premium. You know what I mean?
So he got his TV out and he said, well, we should just break the TV and they have to move us. I said, what do you mean break the TV? Anyway, we had a lovely flight together. Yeah. And we were watching lots of movies. And
did you watch the same movies? You know, you can do that now. You can synchronize your screens with someone else, so you can watch.
We didn't synchronize, but I took his suggestions. You know, he was like, I think you should watch this movie. I think I haven't seen any weird movies like more than what I've, you know, what's the one where killing the family.
I made him watch. I said, Gio, let's
watch. This is so cool. Watch this, mate.
I said, we get on the flight. We have an 11-hour flight. The plane is really old, so it's one of those uncovered. My seat isn't forward, and we're going to start watching this movie. And I see a movie that's called Ready or Not. So I went to Gio.
Fucked up. Said, absolutely.
What
fucked
is
up.
That?
I said to Gio.
It's like a hide and seek.
Yeah, so I said, Gio, let's watch this movie. And he was like, oh, okay, let's watch it. He doesn't understand. And it was.
What I mean, I don't understand.
What are you trying to say?
You said watch this movie and I say okay.
You're trying to say
what do you have to understand about it? I mean, you don't understand. Okay, let's watch the movie. Let's press play.
You don't understand, Gio.
I don't understand. Watch the movie together.
You barely speak English. You can't understand. You can't understand it.
Wow, okay, carry on. Anyway, it was like, watch this movie, it's so cool, it's thriller, you know, watch it. We start the movie, you know, and these people get married. And they have to play.
Married.
A couple get married.
Yeah.
And they have to play this game. To be in the family, you have to play this game all together. Yeah?
Yeah.
And a weird card pull out, and basically they're to kill the bride.
They have to play a game of hide and seek, and the bride can't be caught, otherwise she gets killed. And we watched this on this.
So everybody starts to kill each other. So I just look at him, I was like, I mean, it's 11-hour flight. What are you trying to do? Anyway, at the end, it was like, fucked up. I thought, you know, first time I'm taking a flight with him and, you know, spend time with him. This is the kind of movie you watch. It's fucked up.
Oh, so that all happened. And then at the end of the movie.
You know his favorite thing on Netflix?
No.
Don't fuck with cats. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, of course.
It's his favorite thing. He actually went afterwards and downloaded the videos of the cats.
I didn't.
Did you? Actually, show me because I want to watch the proper video. Actually, what I would like to watch is when he killed the guy.
Yeah, he downloaded that one as well. You got that one as well.
You can't watch things like that.
No, it's because they made a big deal with this. Don't fuck with cats. It would be just nice to see.
You want to see what all the fuss is about?
Yeah, like I ran a Google it, a guy.
I don't think it would be good. I don't think it's good for the soul to watch those sorts of things.
You don't think so?
No. I think it's terrible. I think
there's other things not good for your soul, like hanging out with Jamie is the same thing.
No, hanging out with me is great. Anyway, so then what happened on the flight, Francis, is then, so we watched this one movie, and that's fine. And at the end of this movie, I won't give it away because you probably want to go and watch it, but everyone started just blowing up. Like, everyone started just, like, blowing up.
This sounds like a really...
it was an intense movie.
Big budget.
Yeah, I think it was quite a big budget. Anyway, Seth Cohen from The OC, Adam...
He wrote it.
You know, he was in it. Anyway, so then we watched this other movie. What happened to you? This other movie, do you remember it?
Which was the other one?
The other movie was about the girl who got pregnant.
Oh shit, yeah.
So then we watched this other movie about this girl.
The girl who got Bridget Jones's baby.
No, this girl. This girl who, she got pregnant.
But we don't know why and how.
Oh, is this about Mary? No. Mutuses.
No. No. So what happened was, so this person got pregnant in the movie, and then you didn't understand how she got pregnant or why she got pregnant until the end. You realised that her guardian, who was a 70-year-old man, had roofied her.
Yes.
And raped her. It was horrible.
I know.
The whole thing was just horrendous. Right. We watched these two horrendous movies.
By the way, he suggested as well this movie. I'm sitting there and say, what should we watch next? Which one? And he put this one. And I was like, I'm sure you have some problems, you know? One, yeah. You like to see people killing, and another one, you get pregnant and you know how. Because she was like, I didn't have sex with you, but I'm pregnant. I'm sure there is the way to get pregnant.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, it was an intense trip, but I tell you what,
do you still roofie people, Jamie?
I've never, ever roofied anyone. I don't even know what it looks like. I never would. I don't even know what it looks like.
What do you mean it looks like?
Well, I don't know what I wouldn't understand what a roofie pill would look like. I would have no idea. Anyway, but Gio and I, we hung out in South Africa.
It's a weird defense. I don't know what it looks like, so I didn't do it.
Gio and I hung out in South Africa, and we found this new love for each other. We had a very, very fun time together. And the reason why I got...
Did you know each other before?
Well, we met on Strictly, obviously.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Strictly.
When we got injured. Took your break a leg too literally.
Honestly,
I like it.
I can't tell you. I didn't realize about Strictly, which is because Gio does. We were talking about it just before the podcast.
Didn't
started.
The person who replaced you win it?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why that's funny.
Yes, it's hilarious.
Why is that funny? Giovanni, why is that funny?
I think Oti was so happy about this.
Oti, my partner, was incredibly happy that she got someone who could dance.
She's like, Gemini, oh, we're partner now. I'm gone.
Was the guy who...
Kelvin.
Was he a good dancer?
Yeah, it was. They're very good together. I think they deserve to win.
But this is the indicator. What is the level between someone like Kelvin Fletcher, who from like a viewer point of view who won it, he looked really good, but what is the step up from being someone like that to being professional like yourself?
Obviously as a celebrity you see that one and say this is amazing, because you know you think in your brain he's never done it before. Mm-hmm. So something that he does is already unbelievable, but there is technique involved. Like, to be a professional dancer, you have to know certain things, you have to learn technique, you have to spend time to practice, there's a lot,
like smiling all the time.
Yes, smiling.
Yeah, why do you smile all the time?
That's actually good. But if you do happy dances, you have to smile. Can you imagine if you do a tango with a smile?
Oh, yeah, can't do a tango with a smile.
No, you can't. Give me a tango face. That's better.
Is that your tango?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why are you biting your lip when you do the tango?
Tango is a sexual dance.
No, it's not.
So you're saying
it's about death.
It's the passion between the two of them. It's not sexual.
Oh, well, but all dancing is sexual.
Yes, it is. Well, that's the reason why I started dancing.
Yeah.
But we want to get on to this. But I didn't realize what I find so incredible about Strictly, which I had no clue about. Firstly, Giovanni and all the Strictly professionals, they spend all year pretty much doing Strictly in terms of they froze from August to December.
We're saying July. Because we have the group numbers to get ready. We start in July and we finish in December. And then we have a couple of weeks off, Christmas. And then from January to February, there is the live tour with the celebrity involved as well. So we finish February. And then we have the professional live tour, which is from May until July.
And then you dance with the other professionals.
And we dance all too. Professional. Professional on tour.
Mm. And then what you also do... is you do your
you
own
were saying that they invited you on the professional one, didn't they?
They will do, but this is the
next step. Yeah. You know, they will remove somebody blonde from the professional dance. Neil. Like AJ.
Neil. Neil, not blonde, he's ginger.
Is he?
Yeah. But I think he would like to be blonde.
Yeah, right. Strawberry blonde.
Yeah. But then Gio does is that he then also has, you have your own tour that you do. And your own tour is called...
This is me.
This is me.
His own tour. This is the best thing about Gio. His tour, firstly, I looked on his... phone, and the back screen of his phone is a picture of himself topless.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Just to get motivation, to go to the gym. Because otherwise I want to wake up and go to the gym.
How long ago was that picture taken?
A long time ago, I was like 2 years ago.
So are you still in relatively similar shape? Or?
No chance. But I love watching it. It's like, actually, I should wake up and go to the gym. doesn't work because I just unblock and it's my mum and dad. There you go. That's fine. I don't need to pass, but I passed a bit. And
And then his tour, which is about to, it's about to begin now, isn't it?
Your tour. Well, we're still rehearsing in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So his tour is called It's Me.
This is me.
And that's his tour way. It's just about Gio.
But the reason why it's called This Is Me, because when you do Strictly, your focus is on the celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get to know, or the other professional. It's all about the celebrity. We need to make look good and blah, blah, blah. But when you do your own tour, when the people come and pay money to come and see your show, then we try to give them more opportunity to know about you, about yourself, you know, and talk to them about my life and talk to, you know, the
so it's less dancing, more talking.
It's a 50-50.
Ah.
50-50. It's definitely dancing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
In a sense of course you have to, but this is my fourth show.
But how can you do ballroom dancing by yourself?
No, I have a partner.
Oh, right, okay.
No, this is the whole point. It's not all about him. There are loads of other people doing it. The show is called This Is Me.
Yeah, because I'm the star of the show, yes, you know, so they come and pay the money to come and see me.
Okay, but then you've got other dancers in there.
Yeah, we have four couples. So 10 people on stage.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
This Is Me.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're the main one.
Yes.
But who's your partner?
So usually it used to be like a girl called Luba, which is a professional dancer on the show. And now this year it's going to be, for the first phase, it's going to be Nancy, which is another professional dancer on the show. And then we'll be Julia, which is my ex-dance partner.
Oh, right. Yeah. So do you ever have any romantic things
with them?
With your dance partners?
No.
No?
No, because you get professional. Professional. Really. Otherwise, can you imagine if you have a relationship and it doesn't work?
But is there a bit of a sexual tension sometimes?
But I think this is dancing in general. No, with my partner. When you dance with your partner, then somebody you can hate your partner. So it's not definitely a sexual thing.
Because
if you don't like this person, but you have to make it work, then it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah, exactly. I dance with a lot of people I hate.
Yeah, there you go. You do it, do you?
But I do it because I love dancing.
All right, that's different.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it is, I mean, and your show is, we joke aside, the show is pretty incredible. You have 69 dates all across the country.
So did you choose that number of dates on purpose?
No, as a producer.
Oh, really?
Actually, it's more than 69. I think it's 70, so it's not 69.
Why did you say 69?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was 6. I'm sure it's 69.
Something like that.
I think it's 69. I don't know why I know your tour better than you do.
Yeah.
but we were then talking about, so Gio also, so he does a tour, This Is Me, where can we get the tickets from?
On the website, giovannipernice.com.
How do you... No one's going to know how to spell Paniche.
Yeah, they
do. No, they don't. That's a mistake you've made there. Okay. That's why you're not selling any, because it's going to get onto the website.
Okay. So, giovannipernice.com.
Ah.
But it'll
probably come up on Google.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Jay, your story... is like, even though it is as this is it, your story is pretty incredible.
My story?
Yeah, you know, I honestly, I sat with you over dinner and we chatted about his story of his, because going into dance and becoming a professional dancer.
And that was my mistake.
Yeah, especially someone really? From Sicily is quite an odd way, quite an odd thing to do and quite an odd.
Is it? What are they?
No, telling a story to him was my mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I told him once and for 3 days, for the next 3 days, every person that
tell
was
them the
thinking,
story.
He was telling the story. So I heard my story of my life. For, 50 times.
Really?
And every time, yeah, oh, he's starting. Oh, he's starting. So Giovanni was born in Sicily. Moving on was 14. The next person. Oh, Giovanni was starting. Do you know the story? Do you know this? Like 50
Must
times.
Be a good story.
No.
Yeah. Do you tell, like, tell the story as well.
You know the story. Okay. Well, okay. Let's try. I stop you. Okay.
Okay. You tell it. You grew up in Sicily.
Yeah, we grew up in Sicily. And obviously I was watching in TV this show. I was 7 years old. I was watching this program on TV called Come Dancing, which is the Italian version of Strictly Come Dancing. And I saw the
Sounds
chemistry.
Sounds a bit racy.
Yeah. And that's so.
Yeah, they're always a bit like that in Italy.
Come Dancing,
they?
Yeah. They are, aren't they? And what I was watching.
Why was it called Come Dancing and not in Italian?
Because the program before Strictly Come Dancing in Italy was calling Come Dancing as well here. Well, you don't know that.
What would be, if it was in Italian, what would it be called? What's Come Dancing?
Why did they change it to Strictly Come Dancing?
I don't know.
Because you think, because some people were like, well, maybe we can do some other stuff.
I don't know why they're called Strictly Come Dancing.
I don't know. But so you're in Sicily.
I was in Sicily. Was watching TV with my mum and dad. And I saw this program. And I saw boys and girls very close. You know, almost, you know, kissing each other, chemistry and stuff like that. I was playing football because obviously my dad is Sicilian. He wanted me to play football because there is the old-fashioned mentality, like if you dance, you're gay.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's what it is. Everywhere. It's everywhere. But in Sicily, it's very old. And, you know, I was watching this. I was like, this is what I want to do. And they were like, no, you can't. You can't dance. Anyway, I have convinced my mom. We took my cousin, which was my first partner. And we went to do the first lesson together. And I fell in love with it, you know, and I never stopped for 20 years. But the most important thing was, like, when I was 14, I moved to Bologna because it was the biggest company over there of dancing, ballroom Latin. And my mom and dad were like, actually, you're too young to move on your own because I had to move on my own.
How old
everything,
were you?
14.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to move everything on my own and they didn't want me to do it.
But because you just went by yourself. You didn't.
Yes.
You didn't. His parents said no, and he just went.
I left.
Like, I'm going to leave home at 14 years old.
Yeah, I left.
Just to go and dance by myself.
So in the beginning, obviously they were very scared. But you know, I took the decision and I left without saying anything.
Mm.
They tried to call me and stuff like this, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm in Bologna right now. What do you mean I'm in Bologna?" So I took the flight and everything myself.
Mm.
And
have you ever taken a flight by yourself or anything like that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, sorry. You knew what I
just say that. I literally just say that. I took the flight myself. I see that you're very interested in my story. Maybe because you heard 50 times. Took the flight myself. And my mom and dad were supporting me financially until I was like 20 and I started to do some lesson when I can start to put some money and pay myself for the lesson. But yes, that's...
But then why did you choose Latin dancing? Why was that your choice? Because your
ballet was too far. Like,
but ballet was too... Okay, so ballet was almost... Because you were from Sicily, you're growing up being said that if you dance, that you would be considered gay.
Yes.
And so you loved to dance, but you thought, well, I don't want to... And ballet
was... You thought
was,
ballet was too gay.
I know, I thought as well that I want to spend time with the girls. That's the reason why I started.
Yeah, but because ballerinas...
But it's different, isn't it?
Actually,
different because if you do ballroom Latin, you're constantly in touch with the ballet. Yeah. With the other one, ballet, is more about...
I did ballet when I was four.
Four.
You were like, Mom, I want to do ballet.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if I think I
You did ballet
it.
When you were... I've seen the picture of you in your ballet outfit.
No, I think I did, yeah, I did a bit of ballet. When
okay.
I
think watching ballet properly is just amazing.
Because also, that's how I got such big quads, lifting up all the ballerinas.
Well, not
wait,
that
wait, so your body...
So that's how I got such muscular quads. Quad
when you
definition.
Were 4 years,
that's why.
You, when you were 4 years old.
That's what I put it down
that's
to.
That's what I'm thinking.
You've now got muscle memory on your quads.
Yeah, from lifting out the ballerinas.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're not light.
Oh, they are, mate.
No.
They are.
They're not light at that age.
Ballerina, they're like...
bigger than me.
Oh, I thought... Yeah, I thought...
So wait, but yeah, even though I've heard the story, we didn't elaborate on it. But it's an incredible story. The fact that you just left home, you were like, right, I'm going to go and dance, do it. Not even caring about the future, just going, this is what I want to do.
I think I was just determined that I loved doing that. And I didn't stop. It's been 22 years now I've been dancing. 22 years, not stop.
But then also your Latin... Your Latin English champion.
Italian. I'm Italian.
Your Italian champion, world champion?
No. Finalist and the world champion, finalist and the European champion and Guinness World Record twice.
How many finalists are there?
Six.
Six.
Wow. But it's 250 couples.
Wow.
So from 250 couples, you know, each country, each nation, they have a couple representative.
Do they get knocked out every round?
Yes.
Wow.
So we do like from 250, they took 50% off. So it's going to be 125. And then from 125, they put 90, 48, 24, semi-final, which is 12, and then the final is 6.
They should have like a sort of ballroom dancing, like triathlon sort of thing. Like, so you do dancing and then you do bowling. And then something else like bowling, dance. It's like a date.
No, it'd be
bowling, dancing.
I think they should do instead.
And then maybe
javelin.
Yeah, and the javelin.
Yeah.
No, what would be way funnier is if it was Hunger Games with ballroom dancing. You have to do your dance, and you have to finish it in time, and you pick up a weapon. You just have to fight each other. I think it's pretty incredible.
That would be funnier. Yeah.
But I think it's pretty incredible. You got to the final those times, and you then done that for so long. Most people in their life don't really find what they're passionate about.
Yeah.
It, you know, some people go their entire lives.
I think that's I think that's the reason why I was lucky, because I carry on with my determination. Because obviously, being a young kid, even when I was 14, 15, everybody was having a happy birthday and birthday party and a Christmas party and everything. We were in the studio practicing all the way.
Really?
Yes.
Did you ever get given like a cake for your birthday?
I never celebrated my birthday until I was 18.
Really?
Because it was yes. Because that day, the 5th of September, there is a competition in Italy. Every single 5th of September, there's a competition. And we were just all training for the competition or we were competing. Now, on 5th of September, there is luncher for Strictly. So I can't celebrate my birthday.
Well, happy birthday for last September.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
belated,
you very much.
Happy
and the next one.
Yeah, okay, and the next
but
one.
Do,
yeah.
But do you think that's... Because I have no opinion on it. I just want to know what you think. Do you think it's a healthy... Do you think it's a healthy thing for kids to have...
Absolutely.
You do, to be that competitive at a young
absolutely,
age.
Absolutely, yes.
But why? Why do you think it is?
I strongly believe that if you have a dream, you have to follow your dream and you have to carry on and be determined to achieve that. Because... one day, look what happened to me. It's my job now.
Mm.
And I'm lucky to be able to dance in the biggest show in TV. Mm. You know, 30 million people have watched the show. If I would have leave my passion when I was 15 years old, then maybe I was home doing nothing.
What
right
do you
now.
Think you would be doing if you weren't dancing?
I don't
dancing?
Know. I really don't know. Everybody keep asking. No. I didn't enjoy much.
Yeah.
You know, I love watching now, but I didn't enjoy.
What's it? Yeah, maybe you would have done like...
I think in economy.
You've probably done erotic dancing.
Possibly, but there's something involved
you would have
in
been
dancing.
A gigolo.
Maybe that's
you would have
who knows, maybe I'm still am a gigolo.
You would have been a gigolo. But I think that's huge credit to you, man. And I know we joke around and make fun. It's huge credit to you to especially when kids growing up, and it's an inspiration towards young kids, and we spoke about this as well. There's two things here. Because firstly, young kids conform to fitting in. Everyone wants to fit in. Because if you stand out, you're an alien, you're an outsider. And especially with something like dance as a male, you're a complete outsider.
Absolutely.
So you firstly were like, I don't care about that, I went for it. But secondly, you said this to me before, that you meet a lot of parents who come up to you and say, my kid loves dancing, but they're being bullied about
it.
And what do you say to them when that happens?
Absolutely. I mean, and again, Strictly now is really helping these kids to come out and say, I want to dance, I want to be a male dancer, because the mentality is so shit. Like, oh my God, if you dance, you're gay. Which is bullshit. Because you can be gay even if you're not a dancer.
Mm.
Or you could be straight and be a dancer, especially if you do ballroom Latin. And this is what happened. You know, people come to my show, people come on Strictly and say, my son really wants to dance like you do, but he doesn't want to start because otherwise we'll be bullying home at school and everywhere they go. So I'll take the son and talk to him.
Learn to fight.
No, learn to fight. That's the problem. If you knowledge these people, if you knowledge that, then you will be they keep doing
they
more.
They keep going, don't they?
They do more. If somebody come to you and say you get and say, oh really? Okay, let me try with your mom and stuff like this, then it's gonna be like one I said one thing, you say another thing. When I say until you know that I learn differently. Mm. I learn myself that if somebody said to me, oh my god, you are so gay because you're a dancer, and say, just walk away. Because if I said to say, oh really? And now there are people that were talking me gay and say, oh, you gay, you're gay. Nothing to do with be gay.
But say, text one to no one.
No, but the same people that you know, were calling me and taking a mic of me, now they text me back and say, please, can I come and work on your show?
Yeah.
And I say, go and fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you gave me a hard time when I was a kid.
Yeah. Do you think, did you have a hard time growing up as a kid?
It's different because I was very. I keep saying I was determined. I didn't give a fuck.
You have that mind where you just go, this is what I want to do.
This is what I want to do. This is what I'm doing. And Bob, I didn't care
and
about
And you're like,
anything.
I didn't notice anything gay about ballroom dancing.
But it wasn't.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You spend time with girls.
Exactly. Yeah. You spend it all the time with girls. And there's no, like, obviously, there's no gay moves that you have to do.
No, there is a lot of gay moves that you have to do when you dance. You have to be, you know, if you're uncomfortable with your female partner, then you look better.
Yeah, but this is not gay.
No, it's not gay. You're uncomfortable with your partner. But again, nothing to do with gay because how many
boys... It's not like you have to go with all the boys in here.
Pretend to get blowjobs.
That's not a move.
But this is being gay. But again, nothing to do with being gay because a lot of other professional dancers on the show are gay and
It's actually very straight...
Our ballroom,
ballroom dancing because you're dancing with a girl.
Yes.
But also that's the opposite of gay.
But I want to know, too, also is... You know,
the opposite of gay, but
how did you have that mentality? How did you teach yourself that mentality of this is what I want, this is what I want to achieve? Was it your parents? Was it just you? Where did you get
learn.
It from?
You learn for life. Like if somebody come to you and say stuff like this, then it's pointless to reply back. Because otherwise they come to you, oh shit, he's very upset if you say something like this. Let's do more.
Yeah,
let's do more.
Exactly.
Let's
and then more. Also, like, you know, who really wins a fight? Because if you win it, then you go to prison.
There you go.
So you still lose.
And I didn't know about that because in Sicily or in Italy, whatever you do, if you fight and you punch somebody in the face, it's fine. You don't go to prison. You don't go anything.
Yeah.
What happens?
You just walk away.
Oh, no, but if it's...
you just walk away.
And I didn't know that. I arrived in the country and I had an argument the first time I arrived in the country, 5 years ago, I had an argument with somebody. I didn't punch somebody, but... Somebody told me, okay, leave it now because if you start to punch somebody, then you go to prison. I said, what do you mean? I'm coming from Sicily where, you know, criminal is basically everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone
so
in Sicily is a criminal.
From us, if you say, hi, how are you? Boom. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I came here, flew here, and I was like, oh, you can't punch anybody in the face here.
What do you mean?
This is what we do every day when you wake up.
Yeah, they really like take issue with it. So.
Yeah, I mean, and they arrest you apparently.
Yeah, it's true.
Gio, right, we've got to hold it there because Francis, we need to have the question of the week.
What animals drink boiling water?
What animals drink boiling water? Okay, Gio, you're first.
This is a dancing themed one.
Boiling water, which means like hot water.
Yeah, boiling, yeah. Like,
no, I mean...
Which animal drink boiling water?
I can't wait for this answer.
Do you know it?
No, I don't know. I'm going to guess, though. What animal...
I know, I heard the question. Okay. I'm thinking the answer.
Hey, Drew, what animal
drink...
boiling
water. I don't know.
Okay, you have to make a guess. That's the whole point of
it. Well, I can say.
Go on.
A chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
A dog.
A dog.
You think a dog?
No.
What a dog?
No.
Have you ever
a giraffe?
Seen?
A giraffe.
A giraffe.
Go on, just please pick one more. Pick one more.
Hippopotamus.
A pippopotamus. Pippopotamus.
What? One more time, please.
Hippopotamo.
Hippopotamo.
That's what we call it in Italian. Hippopotamo.
Hippopotamo.
Are you calling it in English?
Hippopotamus.
Puss. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. That's a crossbreed between a hippopotamo and a...
And a moose.
And a moose. Not a mouse, a moose.
Something that you can eat, the moose.
Yeah, moose.
That one is hippopotamus.
No, but there's also
why
an animal called a
moose.
Why would
you put a fucking moose at the end? It's called hippopotamo.
Yeah, hippopotamo, with an O. okay, all right. So yours is... Wait, so what's your final answer?
Do you know what a duckbill platypus is?
Who?
a duckbill platypus.
No.
Say that.
Dark blue platypus. Why do you put a puss at the end in everything?
Have a poos.
All duck the time is finish who's.
Oh my god. Okay, what is your answer is you're going for? Giraffe.
Giraffe, okay. And you're
a hippopotamo. Okay, I am going to go for a otter.
An otter?
Where's the otter?
Where is an otter? Where is an otter getting boiling water from?
Okay, fine, I'm not going to pick it. Okay, not an otter. I'm going to go for, what is it? It's got to be...
Obviously, giraffes are boiling their own water. So. Yeah.
It's going to maybe something like, they drink it?
Yeah, they drink it.
They drink it properly.
Boiling water, yeah.
It must be from a geezer as well. Yeah?
Which geezer? What's this geezer called?
What's his name?
Which geezer's boiling this water for them?
Is it a geyser?
Proper geezer.
Okay, I'm going to pick, oh God, it's going to be some sort of bird then, some sort of eagle, an eagle.
An eagle.
Eagle drinks water. So we have a giraffe and an eagle that drink boiling water.
All right, okay, well, I will give you the answer in part two.
Okay, Joe, we're going to stop there because we have part two coming up. Are you having fun?
I want to know now.
Yeah.
You find out in part two. Okay. Find out in part two, don't worry.
Also, we've got to remember to remind our audience to subscribe.
Yes.
Because actually, it's really... that's how we know that you love us.
Yeah, so Joe, why don't you just tell our audience to subscribe?
Where's the camera?
Just there. But
hi, people. Subscribes.
subscribes?
No, because I want to put a moose at the end.
Subscriber moose.
Yeah, subscriber moose, please. Thumbs up noose. Up moose.
Anus.
And Anus. Put the likes. Are we on YouTube?
Oh, no.
Are we on the YouTube?
Yeah, we're on YouTube. And then we're also on Apple, iTunes,
iTunes. We've got uns. iTunes.
We're not at the end. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you in part two with Giovanni.
See you in part two.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.